My God, how much you can tell from just a summary like this about a backend architecture. You can tell so much from this hidden things. Yesterday, February 22nd, 2022, Slack experienced an outage around 3 hours from 6 a.m. PST up until 9 a.m. PST. And that prevented new users to connect to Slack. So if you're already connected, you should have been able to work with Slack fine. But if you want to reconnect to Slack, that's when you were prevented. And this is clearly explained as to why in their recent summary. How about we jump into it and just kind of summarize this outage? Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show. So the outage started around 6 a.m. PST with a half an hour later, Slack posted a message, we're investigating the issue, or Slack is not loading for some users, we're looking into it. And then slowly they started to figure out this issue. They don't usually say during the outage what exactly is the cause, because one, they don't really know truly what's the cause. Second, they don't really want to say something and then take it back, you know, because some company used to do that where say, oh, we think it's this, but oh, it turns out it's something else. So up until really 10 a.m. and 11, where everything is basically resolved. So what really caused it? We don't have an actual root cause analysis. You have to, Slack is notorious that you have to actually request one. So I just did. But we have a kind of nice summary. How about we go through the summary and then discuss that? What systems actually were affected? Calls, messaging, search, link preview, apps, post files, pretty much anything that requires a database, right? So what caused it? What really caused it? Let's read. On February 22nd, 2022, from 6 a.m. to 9:14 PST, customers may not have been able to access Slack. They say may because some people might already have connected. A configuration change adversely led to a sudden increase in activity. It's like everything starts with a configuration change, you know? Things unexpectedly happen when you change the configuration, right? So they don't say what kind of configuration it is, but whatever this configuration led to a sudden increase in activity on our database infrastructure. So, and we know when we get an increased amount of load to the database CPU gets hogged effectively, because that's the commodity, that's the most important commodity in the database. You know, if the database keeps busy just executing queries, then new queries that is submitted to the database will get queued for CPU time, right? And we're talking thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of these queries, right? For specific number of users. One user doesn't equal one query, we wish, but it's usually, that's where a good backend design also comes into picture, right? If you have one connection that executes 10,000 queries, then you really need to rethink your data modeling. You really need to think your backend design. Why are we executing this much queries just to get connected? And you need to think scaling in mind. I have no idea what Slack has in that situation. So due to this increased activity because of that configuration change, the affected databases failed to serve incoming requests to connect to Slack. So what does that mean, failed? Right? That tells me that there was some sort of a timeout set in one of these reverse proxy layers, right? Because databases just don't fail. They fail because either you have some sort of a governor set on your database layer where it says, hey, if a query takes, I don't know, X amount of CPU cycles for X amount of time, kill it. You know, you can have some databases support that. Or if you can let the client who calls that database query actually cancel after a certain amount of time. Right? If their query is not getting executed. We introduce tighter rate limit on connection requests to reduce the load on the system. So their solution, because they saw that database is getting, hammered, and if they didn't do something about it, what will happen? The database will become the bottleneck. Nobody will be able to do anything. Right? Even connected users who want to just send a message or read messages, they won't be able to do any of that stuff. Right? So they could either let the database implode on itself or just reduce the number of connections. So let's just put some rate limit. Let's stop people from connecting. That's a valid solution, right? This meant that some people could not connect to Slack at all. It's like, hey, we will not just let you, you cannot even connect. So at the API gateway probably, or the reverse proxy, they set a rule that's, hey, just any new SYN requests, just stop them, right? Any TCP SYN request or a three-way handshake, just stop it right there. Don't let it continue. Right? That's one way to do it at least. But also that Slack would continue to working for those who are already connected. Sorry, my voice is a little bit low because it's very early on here. Baby's sleeping, so I need to get this out before the day starts. Once the system had stabilized, we began lifting these rate limits to enable more connection to Slack. So, system has stabilized. We still don't know what that means yet, because are you waiting for all the queries to settle and the CPU go back to normal? This, you know what this told me? This told me that the connection, new connection to Slack is extremely expensive on the database tier. It's IO and CPU bound. That's what tells me. My God, how much you can tell from just a summary like this about a backend architecture. You can tell so much from this hidden things. This is what tells me. Right, that tells me that the new connections are extremely expensive. So this is what just happened to the Bank of Canada, right? So if all of the people try to withdraw their money at the same time, the system will go down. You know, this the Slack is our Achilles heel, if you will, is this new connection, right? That's apparently expensive. Reading all the metadata and reading messages, what's in my inbox, that's expensive. And I think they should do something about that. Make it as lazy, perhaps. However, we moved too quickly and the increased activity affected the system again. We reinstated the rate limit and redirected some traffic to the database replicas to relieve the demand on our primary databases. So again, some of hidden things that we're getting here. The requests... that once they left out the limit, the increased activity came again because of the new system request, right? The new Slack request means new database queries, and these database queries created a bottleneck. So whatever this configuration, we still don't know what changed, really. We don't know. So what they did is they redirected traffic to the database replica. I thought you must already have database replica. So they either spun up new database read replicas and they funnel the read request to that, and write request can continue to go to the primary database. Really odd. I thought they already have done this in place. They probably just meant that they scaled. With traffic distributed across databases, additional databases, so that means they did spin up new databases, we gradually lifted the rate limits to allow more people to connect to Slack. This allowed the system to recover while steadily restoring full access to all users by 9:14 a.m. PST. Everyone should have been able to connect to Slack again. Then they say, we know our customers rely on Slack. Personally, I don't use Slack, so that's why I didn't know about this outage until late night yesterday, I think. If you'd like to receive a full root cause analysis, yes, please. Please reach out. I just did actually send them an email. So if I got an email, we'll go through a reading, one of our deep dive analysis that you guys love, and just rip this apart and try to understand what really happened. Again, they keep mentioning this issue, the clearing cache. We talked about this in the previous coverage, where Control Command Shift R is actually clearing any cache and causing the request to go directly to the database, which ironically, I think people already know this trick. If you use Slack, you probably know this. And I believe anyone muscle memory now kicks in and they continue to use that. And I think this actually puts more load in the database when people do that. So this is kind of a double-edged sword, if you know what I mean. It's because you want people to hit the cache. Yeah, the cache might be stale, but if everyone uses Slack, knows about this, and all the time they do the Control Shift R, if anything happens, I don't see my message, Control Shift R, that actually puts more load on the database, if you think about it. But yeah, guys, what do you think about the outage? Were you affected? And let's wait for the full report to actually analyze this thing. I'm kind of interested to see what exactly this configuration was. Just like, why would this configuration affect the database load? Would love to know. All right, what do you guys think about this? Gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.